It's Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker, 903 and 67 degrees. Friday mornings, we get an audience with Mike Schultz. He joins us here live in studio, the River Bandit Studios, to talk about what's going on with the movies. He's the movie critic for the River City's Reader,
maybe,
as well as the entertainment editor for that publication and a website at rcreader.com, where, by the way, you can hear these reviews.
Yeah, how about that? We're back. Well, we're back, folks.
Maybe one of these days, it'll be the Mike Schultz Studios.
You think? That'll always be the dream.
Mike actually...
I'd love it. You guys have a great gig.
He's got a scoop for us because that movie we were talking about, Gravity, he's already seen it.
Right.
What else have you seen, Mike?
Let's see. I had to actually pick up a paper to figure that out. Rush. I saw Rush,
yes.
The Ron Howard racing movie.
How was that?
Fine.
Just fine.
It's okay. Technically, it's awesome. It
yes.
looks great. Cinematography is great, and it sounds great, and it moves, but... It's really just a story about two idiots who become slightly less idiotic as the movie goes on. They're just kind of unpleasant people to be
yes.
around.
Yes.
And you're like, God, okay, you're both jerks. All right.
Two idiots will become slightly less idiotic in a world with race cars.
The movie, what was the movie?
I just didn't care.
What was the movie that Steve McQueen was in as a race car driver?
Oh,
that
I don't know.
That was basically looked a lot like this, where it was showing a...
Yeah,
well,
once upon a time, in the 70s, we seemed to have a lot of race car movies.
And yeah.
We were big in Formula One flicks once upon a time. I don't remember that one offhand. But this one's fine. It's
well,
just
like one of the last ones he did, right?
It's just, there's nothing interesting in the narrative.
Darren,
all,
you're thinking of
know?
Papillon.
No, not
Papillon.
No, he's not.
No?
I don't know.
I don't remember a lot of race cars in Papillon.
Not a
race cars in Papillon?
Not a whole bunch. No. No, I couldn't even tell you.
Le Mans. Le Mans.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
No, I never caught that.
Yeah, he's wearing that that Formula One 70s jumpsuit, race suit thing. Yeah, Le Mans, Steve McQueen.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. I didn't.
It wasn't that.
I didn't think the story was terribly interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. It's like, you know, they hate each other from the start.
They're rivals.
And by the end, they hate each other a little less.
They're rivals,
you know?
But then one gets in a crash.
Yeah. And then one gets in a crash.
I am coming to beat you, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. Right.
Is it just basically doing Ricky Bobby straight? Is that really all
kind
it is?
Of. Yeah. Kind of, I guess. You know, it's fine. It's just.
And
not
he's
very
our pole sitter. And by that, I mean he's going in first in the race. That's not a comment on his sexual orientation. Ricky Bobby, I will defeat you. Totally underrated movie.
Yeah, there'll be a sequel to that at some point.
What
I'm
else
sure.
did you see? Too long.
What right? else? It's been a while. Baggage Claim, the one where Paula Patton
yes.
can't get a date.
Did she finally get a date?
She finally gets a date.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
I bet she gets more than a date. I bet she finds love.
She kind of does.
Okay.
Kind of does with the guy that she's who's lived across the hall
the
for
whole
years,
time.
And she had no idea. Ugh. It's just as terrible.
I've got cameras in your apartment.
You know what?
Terrifying.
If you live across the hall from Paula Patton, I'll allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. She's great in it. She really is.
You know what? As stupid as that movie is, I wouldn't mind looking at her for 2 hours.
Well, that's the thing, you know. And she's terrific. She's really good. She cares. She's actually trying in this thing. You know, a lot of people are. The supporting cast is good. Taye Diggs is hilarious in that thing. He's funnier than I've ever seen him. He's really good. So I mean, it's easy to sit through. It's all right. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too.
Oh yeah,
I fell asleep. I fell asleep at this movie. You would think that would be impossible because it's nothing but fast jokes and color and movement and.
Were you
not,
tired?
Not a
rough
no,
night,
not,
Schultz.
No,
had you been drinking?
No, I was like set. It was like the first movie I saw, and I was like amped because I loved the first one. I thought it was great. And it's so uninteresting. The storyline is just boring. It just, and the jokes aren't very funny. It's, you know, it's a lot of puns. It's a lot of, oh, we've got a leak in the boat. And you look over, and there's a leak in the boat. You know, it's that for like 90 minutes. And so it just started hurting
just
my head after a while.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just kind of a bummer. And this is really embarrassing. I saw something else, and I can't. For the life of me, remember what on earth it would be. What else opened that was big?
Well, it wasn't the Metallica movie.
No, but that did open here today in Moline.
If you want to see Metallica through the Never, that's
yes,
in Moline.
That actually showed up, so I'm going to catch that for sure. That was good.
Was it Don John?
Yeah, that's
yes,
it. Thank you.
The guy who's...
Thank you.
Who is...
I should have remembered that quicker than I didn't remember it at all.
This is a movie where a guy is dating Scarlett Johansson, but he doesn't want to give up on the porn.
He doesn't want to give up his porn.
He enjoys porn and isn't going to apologize for it.
Exactly right, yeah. It's good. It's a lot of fun. It's got good, sharp writing, and they're all good in it. It's nothing groundbreaking, but it's amusing, yeah. Entertaining.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson's great. Julianne Moore is great. Levitt is always good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's why I didn't remember it, though. It's okay. Like, that was just perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And then you did see something last night.
Yeah.
Gravity. Let's talk about that. That's opening today. Sandra Bullock plays a medical engineer on her first space mission. George Clooney plays the veteran astronaut. During a routine spacewalk, something goes wrong. The shuttle is destroyed, leaving them completely alone in space. There's a little bit from the trailer, at least, Gravity, which is in theaters today.
We have to go. We have to go, go, go. Explorer's been hit.
What do I do?
Astronaut is off structure.
Grab a hold of anything you can.
I'm really scared.
You're going to make it, all right?
I can't breathe.
Wow.
So is she the only one out there?
It's her and it's Clooney.
But is he out there originally?
Yes. They start together. And there's at least a couple others who we don't
they go away.
Meet. Yes.
They go away.
They go quickly. But yeah, the whole movie takes place floating in space. There are no Earth scenes at all. There are no flashbacks to Earth. It's just all in space.
And
it's, man, the first hour is miraculous, is unbelievable. You have to go see it. You have to go see it regardless. First hour is like perfect. Second, the last half hour, good. Really good, strong blockbuster excitement flick. Kind of like I said last night to my buddy, I was like, it's like Terrence Malick in space. It's like the Tree of Life as a blockbuster, if you can imagine.
Oh, really?
Strange. And I think it goes off the rails a little bit in the last half hour. It's got some, the dialogue gets a little over explicit.
Why?
And
what happens? People start, you
don't
start.
Don't tell us what happened.
I'm not going to tell you what happened.
No, what happened. No, but when you're saying it's like that, are they just basically, you're seeing inside their minds?
It just
something?
Becomes a little bit more conventional in terms of like storytelling. Like, okay, I've seen this scene in different movies before. Right. The first hour of that, I've never seen anything like that before. I'm not sure anyone has since 2001. I mean, as far as like a groundbreaking space movie, it is so disorienting.
Mike, how long
you feel like you are freaking floating in that movie.
It made you sick.
How long have we been doing this reviews? You and me, and then you and me and Darren. It's
11 years.
Have never, ever in 11 years said you have to go see this movie.
I'm not. Maybe I haven't.
You have never ever said
It's worth saying. I think I really.
And
I believe
in the theater.
That. Yeah, for sure. I saw it. I did the 3D IMAX viewing last night, and it was ridiculous.
You sick,
no, but within 45 seconds, people stopped eating popcorn. Within the first 45 seconds, I would say people just slowly. You could hear crunching like you do, and then eventually. There was nothing. Nobody could talk or breathe or chew.
Really?
It was startling. It was so good. And you feel like that excitement that you feel when you're like, oh, wow, everyone's just as quiet as I am. This is awesome. I haven't felt that since Dark Knight, probably, since like a really packed screening of that.
Wow.
It was just freaking quiet.
Wow.
It's stunning. It's stunning for so long that when it gets a little bit kind of Hollywood, you don't care.
Yeah.
You don't even care. It's... It floored me. I would guess it floored pretty much everyone who was there.
So
it was
this then the best you've seen this year?
I'm going to still say no, but I'm going to see it again. Yeah. I'm absolutely going to go catch it again. Only because the script kind of lets you down. And I'm not sure I'm crazy about the Clooney casting. Because I get it. I get what they're doing with his casting. I mean, why they picked George Clooney. It's kind of important for the movie. But by the same token, we're all so used to George Clooney's voice and his style. I mean, he's playing George Clooney. Yeah. Let's not even pretend he's playing a character. He talks about how ruggedly handsome I am in my deep blue eyes. He's doing that self-deprecating thing he does.
Might have been better off going with somebody else.
But I'm not sure. I still got to work that out.
Look, we can't sit here and say it's ridiculous for Paula Patton to play someone who can't get a date and then be mad at George Clooney for playing a guy who's super
George
hot.
Clooney guy. No,
yeah,
not
right?
at all. Not at all. And I get the casting. I just...
All right, I have to... We were just talking last hour, Mike, about how there's really no movies coming out this fall that I give a damn about going to see.
You gotta go.
You've completely sold it.
It's 90 okay. minutes. Bless your heart, Alfonso Cuarón.
But is it awesome. But is it a great story, or is it just visually?
It's a good strong story. Okay. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Right. It's just fine, and the effects and the cinematography. I mean, it blow your mind. Good. Oh, I loved it.
Also opening today, Runner, which has Justin Timberlake as a recent Princeton student who's cheated out of his tuition money by playing online poker. He travels to an island to confront the owner of the website, played by Ben Affleck, but somehow he becomes his protege. Things get messy when the FBI tries to use Timberlake to bring Affleck down. Here's a scene where Affleck explains to Justin Timberlake what he needs to do to get ahead. This is Runner in theaters today.
Richie, I mean, it's the gambling business in Costa Rica. Occasionally you get punched in the face.
You let me walk right into it, Ivan.
This is your job. You understand? You want a clear conscience? Go start a charity. But if you want your own island and your boss says you got to go out there and take a beating, go out there, take it, come back to work and say, do you need me to do it again? Because right now, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom.
And I'm Batman.
Yeah, he's going to have to live that down for a while, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll give it a shot.
There it is. That's the movies. That's what...
see Gravity.
You're saying you've never said you have to go see this movie.
You got to go see it.
And it's one that you have to see on a big screen.
Yeah.
Don't.
I was talking to my friend last night. It's like, why would you watch this if you don't have a big screen? You know, I mean, I can't imagine watching this on a phone or something. I mean, that would just be ridiculous.
Right. You're saying go the whole IMAX 3D thing.
Sure. I think it'll play on any kind of size screen.
Did anyone get nauseous?
I don't know. I didn't see anybody like rushing out or anything. But couple times though, I mean, like things like hit the camera and stuff, and I went, ooh! I mean, I literally jumped back in my seat and stuff. And they do crazy camera things where they're like outside of Sandra Bullock's, you know, spacesuit, and then the camera just glides in, and all of a sudden you got the first person's perspective of her in the suit, and you're like, you didn't cut, there was no cut all to right. that.
We're off to see that. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.